Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 5, Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 through 20. The Word of the Lord. After Abram returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abram, saying, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. I'm repeatedly shocked whenever direct, active, and confrontational spiritual warfare occurs, despite many experiences of it having happened. Battling in prayer for the release from demonic oppression is intense labor. How long the battle lasts is unpredictable. There is joy and exhilaration when God's victory is experienced. Then the bone-crushing weariness sets in within minutes. Abram and his men traveled many miles on foot, engaged in battles through the night, rescued the kidnapped, and then walked home while caring for the traumatized. Then he paused to honor God and his priest king with an offering and acknowledgement of God's help. Acknowledging God's goodness refreshes the weary. What battles and stresses have led to weariness in your heart, mind, and soul? Take time to remember God's goodness in the battles and receive refreshment and strength for the ones yet to come. God, thank you for help in the hard things. Refresh and renew me for what I will face today. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.